Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Good morning and welcome. We are so glad to have you tuned to WBAP this morning, and I hope that you will stay with us all morning because it's a very special morning. It's the day of the big game Super Bowl, and we will have all morning long, as we have for 31 years now, Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M. George and I have been friends a long time, clear back to 1970-71. I worked for Extension, and he was finishing his degree and about ready to begin working for Extension, and I've had the utmost respect for him all of that time. And he is the best in the state on fruit, pecans, grapes, small berries, anything relative to an orchard, commercial, or backyard. And so we're here to talk about those plants only today. One time a year, I turn my entire program over to one topic, and that's today for fruit and pecans and other related fruit crops with Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M. Call now, get on the line. It will be a few minutes until we get to you because I do want to talk to George Ray a little bit about some of the basic variety choices. A lot of times people just want to know what is the best variety. And I'll tell you one thing, you're not going to find it in every national chain store in town right now. Some have some of the good ones and some have none of the good ones. And George Ray will be here to give you the list of some of the very best ones in just a moment. Let's get our program underway with our regular Sunday morning feature. The SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week today is Royal. Royal is a beautiful corgi mix. I have a fondness for corgis. I have Edie the corgi. She's a rescue corgi. And this is Royal the rescue corgi. He's a gorgeous sandy-coated colored coat, a stunning smile. Royal is 3 years old, rescued by the SPCA of Texas from very bad conditions a week before Christmas. And Royal is a girl. Royal came from a pretty rough situation, and it takes her just a little while to get used to her new human companions. Once she does warm up to you, though, she's your best friend forever. I had a veterinarian once recommend to me a corgi as being the best breed that I could get. Look for a corgi mix, strongly corgi, because you'll find a wonderful dog there. I like small to medium-sized dogs and dogs that play ball and have a lot of fun and a lot of spirit, and that's what Royal is. Royal loves other dogs, enjoys playing with her friends at the SPCA of Texas. She would love to go on daily walks with her forever family, and especially would love to cuddle with you on a nice Sunday afternoon like today. So what do you say? Make it a super day for Royal. Make it a super day for yourself. You can get out, adopt Royal, and be home in plenty of time to watch all the pregame activities, not to mention the game. And she is at the McKinney Shelter of the SPCA. You can see her and all of the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption by going to spca.org/findapet. spca.org/findapet. Just like all pets at the SPCA of Texas, Royal's already been spayed. She's had all of her age-appropriate vaccines. They invite you to bring your current dogs, if you want to, for a meet-and-greet outside there at the SPCA shelter. It's at 8411 Stacy Road. That's just east of Custer Road on Stacy. Stacy is Main Street. If you're coming from Frisco, it's Main Street, and then suddenly you say, well, there's Custer. Wow, I'm on Stacy. And as soon as you go across Stacy, just about a quarter mile east on the south side of Stacy, you will see the SPCA shelter. And that is noon to 6, 7 days a week. The Dallas shelter is just as nice. It's at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road. Noon to 6, 7 days a week. The SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, sponsored today by Covington Nursery and Landscape Company. They are at 5518 President George Bush Highway, formerly Liberty Grove Road, just north of Highway 66 off the Bush Turnpike in Rowlett. Their phone number, if you'd like to call a little later today, they'll be there, 10 o'clock, I believe, 972-475-5888. Covington's is all about providing quality value and great service to their customers. I've been advertising for them now for 30 years. They've been in business for 40 years. With 18 acres, they have a tremendous inventory inventory of beautiful trees, including a large assortment of highly recommended fruit trees for the area. You'll find apples and peaches, plums, pears, figs, pomegranates, persimmons, and nectarines. Also pecan trees, berries, grapes, herbs, and fresh cool season vegetables for your edible garden. Covington's brings in new shipments almost every day this time of year, so you'll have the best selection to choose from. They also have that 18-acre nursery with some of the most beautiful trees and shrubs. Oh, and they have the half-price house, and they have a lot of plants in and immediately adjacent to that half-price house. And these are not scraggly plants. These are plants that they were able to get at a tremendous bargain, or maybe they got more than they needed for a big landscape job. Whatever it is your bargain to find. Get out to Covington's today. Beautiful day. Again, you can get out there and get home in plenty of time today. Covington's Nursery. Let their team show you what they can do to help you. They do complete turnkey landscape installations as well. Covington's, independently owned by Joe and Gail Covington, open 7 days a week to serve you. Covington Nursery and Landscape Company, again, 5518 President George Bush Highway. They are on the northbound access road, about 100 yards north of Highway 66, and it's right where they've been forever. It's just that George Bush Turnpike came through. CovingtonNursery.com, 972-475-5888. It's Covington's in Rowlett.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Steve, very, very much. And we are ready to get the program underway. And I look forward to this very, very much. Let me welcome to our microphone right now, Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M. George, how are you?
Doing good.
I appreciate it. When I called a couple of weeks ago, we're going to do this again. I said, you bet. As long as you can breathe and I can breathe, we got a deal here. This is a lot of fun, and it lets the public hear the best of what Texas A&M has, and that's a great amount of expertise. What would you like to cover in the 3 hours today, special things, so that I save time and we make sure? You're going to do the best varieties, I assume, right?
Yes, that's right. And this year the list is going to change, so we've got some new additions and some of our old standbys are going to come off.
All right, we'll start that right after the next break. And then what else you want to talk about?
Well, we want to talk a little bit about the new things on the block, that being olives, and that'll also be pomegranates. I also want to talk a little bit about figs. So those three things will be new. We've never really addressed those over the last 31 years. It'll be an interesting topic.
It sure will. All right, and then we're going to take questions from the general public. The lines are filling up for you, and they're calling from all around, George Ray. All right, that's what we have on the docket. Let me get our first break out of the way, and we will talk about some of the very best fruit varieties for Texas, and that's the list that I hope you'll write down. I'm going to remind you also that there will be a podcast of all 3 hours. Three podcasts posted at neilsperry.com by tomorrow evening. Station will send it to my office, and we will get it posted no later than Monday evening. And so if you miss any part of this for church or for any other thing you have going on, you can download and tune it in at that point. I want to give you the heads up that we are out of time on my Texas gardening calendar. We have a couple of hundred or less than that available now. We have the counter employed for the first time, and it will click down to when we're out of calendars. My 2013 Texas gardening calendar began 1 year. The calendar began 1 year after our first broadcast with George Ray. This is my 30th annual Texas gardening calendar, and it tells you month after month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden, so you'll never wonder, Neil, when should I do this or that? It's all included in the calendar, and it's right there hanging on the wall, beautiful wall calendar. It is 1/3 off the regular price if you buy it with a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price for all of this, every word of it written just for Texas, total price only $38.95. This afternoon I'm going to be proofreading the next issue of our magazine. I've already glanced ahead, and it's going to be exciting. $38.95, $3 postage on the calendar. We'll get the calendar in the mail tomorrow or Tuesday at the very latest if you will call today before 11 o'clock. Now, that's a calendar with more than 10,000 words of when to do all these important things, plus the full year new or renewal to the award-winning magazine judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America, all for $38.95. Satisfaction guaranteed to every penny. This is just about the wrap-up of the calendar offer. Call today before 11 to be sure you get one. It may not be on the air next weekend. 800-752-GROW. If it's busy, call right back, please. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
Here's a phone number you'll want to save, 214-333-0003. That's the number to Advanced Foundation Repair, the leaders in the foundation repair industry. Call Advanced Foundation Repair like I did. The home inspection is thorough, it's free, and it's without obligation. If you do need repairs, they'll be quick and dependable, and their work will be guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future.
Thank you all very, very much, and we're ready now to hear about the Baylor Medical Center at McKinney. Baylor McKinney, Baylor's newest medical center, is now open in McKinney. Their roots are deep, and their commitment is strong. Their dedication to providing safe, quality, compassionate care continues into the growing communities like McKinney and all of the surrounding area. Those of us who live in McKinney are enchanted to have Baylor McKinney here. It was fun to watch the building go up. We just kept saying, oh my goodness, look at that beautiful hospital. And we have had tours of it even before it opened, and we say the same thing about every part of that wonderful hospital. 469,000 square foot full service facility offers access to medical and surgical services, including McKinney's first level 3 neonatal intensive care unit with private suites. In fact, all guest suites are private. As the community grows, so will the hospital. Baylor McKinney will have a potential capacity of 400 beds. A big medical office building is adjacent to the hospital. Baylor McKinney, located on the northwest corner of Lake Forest and Highway 380 in McKinney. For a virtual tour or for more information, go to BaylorHealth.com/McKinney. BaylorHealth.com/McKinney, or you can call 469-764-2246. BaylorHealth.com/McKinney. All right, the first thing I want to do with Dr. George Ray McEachern is pick about five fruit crops and let George Ray give you the best varieties for the WBAP listening area, and that's going to be the northeastern third of Texas. It's a pretty big area, and so we'll say, George Ray, this will come down almost to you guys and over to Austin and out toward Abilene and clear up into Oklahoma. So that's your homework assignment now. You got to have that mindset as we address, for example, well, why don't you tell me the, I know we often talk about the three most popular, most dependable crops. Let's pick five and talk about them. What would you rate as the five best?
Okay, we've got a whole bunch of things. I'd like to start out with Orient pear. If a person is going to have only one fruit tree, it could be an Orient pear. Now, last year was unusual. We had a real wet spring, and we had fire blight on everything.
But we sure did.
99% of the time, Orient will be your most reliable. Then I want to go to the second thing that we'd like to talk to that's always dependable, always does good, and that's blackberries. Texas A&M was the leader in blackberries for about 50 years, and now Arkansas is doing a great job in breeding blackberries. For years, we talked about Brazos, which is the most important blackberry of all times, and a lot of people can plant Brazos, but we have two. We have Ouachita, and it's spelled real funny, Q-U-A-C-H-I-T-A. Ouachita blackberry is a thornless, and it has large fruit, strong plants, and heavy production, and almost real good quality. The other one, the other blackberry that has thorns, and some of you may have no, if you're not in, if you're in a rural area and there's a possibility of wildlife eating your plants, well then Kiowa would be, a thorn type blackberry would be good, and Kiowa is the blackberry we'd go in that case. Now this plant is unbelievable in vigor, health, production, quality, year after year after year. So it would be our number two plant that was going to come through for us every time.
All right.
Number three would be Methley plum.
Still is. All right.
It's from South Africa. It's a zillion years old. It's over 100 years old. But, you know, if you don't have top management, Methley will live forever and give you a good crop. And the jelly is good. And if you eat them when they're full ripe, they're good also. So Methley plum is a good one.
Self-pollinating also.
Right. And yep. Here is a new one for you. Alma fig. Now, I was a culprit over a long period of time. I had Alma figs up at Texarkana, and they froze on me, and I said that Alma was more cold sensitive, and I was wrong. I now consider Alma just as cold hardy as all figs can freeze, but the production and the quality of this fig far exceeds all the, and we now have, Wamox Nursery has it, so we now have a source of buying Alma fig, and that's a good deal.
All right, so you think Alma is as winter hardy as Celeste and Texas Everbearing?
That's right. It's now in the list, and it is so far superior to those two in volume and quality. I mean, it defies poor management and just loads up with fruit, and the fruit are really good. Now, the fruit look different from all other figs in that they have these little brown spots, and some people are not happy with that, but you need to look beyond the little brown spots and just love them. Okay, the other one, a new one, a different switch on the deal, and grapes. We're now realizing that Blanc du Bois, a white seeded grape, is going to be the grape for today and the grape for future from Dallas all the way to the lower Rio Grande Valley. And it is very productive. It has a fabulous aroma, whether you use it for fresh, table, or for making wine. So those are new guys on the block. I have a whole group of 10 different ones. Now on peaches, remember, peaches are the things that grow only in the backyard because they can look pretty straggly from time to time. For the north, we go with Red Globe, and from where you're at, south, to where we are, we go with June Gold. So Red Globe peach in the north and June Gold peach in the south.
Okay.
And throughout the morning, we can talk about other things that we have on the list, like Eureka persimmon is real nice, Black Beauty muscadine.
Hang on. People writing down, including Neil.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll go slow. Eureka persimmon is, I guess if you were starving to death, you would love them, but they're beautiful to look at in the fall.
What a glowing testimonial.
But they defy poor management and do well. Cato pecan, we're going to stay with Cato being the best yard pecan tree you can grow, and it's now moved into the commercial area. We have, you know, 1,000 pecans, but when it comes down to which ones are the best of the best that should be planted widely, Cato can go all the way up into Oklahoma and all the way down south of us. So,
all right.
The last one is over for East Texas when you're in very acid soil around Tyler, and there are a lot of Tyler people that listen to your show.
Mm-hmm.
Tiff Blue blueberry is a very, very hardy, never dies, gives you fruit every year. And you know, blueberries are healthy. So there are a lot of people that have, it has to have not acid soil, but very acid soil for blueberries.
Is it practical to grow it in the Metroplex with very highly alkaline water and also soil, George? Can you amend the growing conditions
enough? Yeah,
well,
what you need to do is get you a 25-gallon pot and 100%
sphagnum peat moss
soil mix and use RO water.
Yeah. All right, I want to go back.
Occasionally you run into people that just, you know, they love blueberries so much they're going to have to do that. So.
Yeah, you're going to pay about $30 a quart for your blueberries.
At least.
Yeah, I want to go back on your list because I shut you down when you were going kind of quickly. After Eureka persimmon, I believe you had a muscadine, didn't you?
Yes, Black Beauty.
Okay.
Black Beauty muscadine is one that we can buy readily available, and it will require a pollinator, but it has almost a bunch of fruit, you know, a cluster. Muscadines tend to run only two or three in a cluster,
right,
but with
right.
Black Beauty, you get a lot of them. They're large and they're sweet, so it is the readily available, most reliable, and no insect, no disease problems whatsoever.
So
and you can, forget to prune it, and it's still forgiving.
Is it adapted to the Blackland?
No, muscadines are also very much like the blueberries.
Yeah.
They do much better in acid soil.
All right,
one thing we may talk about, and we've never talked about this before, Neil, is that as we move to our high pH soils, we can realize that we have problems with zinc and we have problems with iron, and homeowners may be able to put some iron chelate on and help reduce those problems. We'll talk about that in a couple hours.
All right. Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be good. Now, what I'm going to do is we're going to take our break for the bottom of the hour newscast a little bit early. I've taken some of the ads out of today's program, so we'll have more time with George Ray. And then also, we're going to come back. He's giving you 8 or 10 plants now that are the best of each of these. And I want to take some calls that have been on hold for a little while as soon as the news is over. But I also then, at some point, we're going to go back to pears and back to plums and back to peaches and ask him to give a second and third best in case you want to plant two or three different kinds for a longer season. So these are the best, but he's going to give you some that will also be worth considering. Same with pecans. So we'll do that in just a minute. First, let me tell you right now about Sunburst Shutters. This is a joy to tell you about this company because, number one, the product that they sell and install is second to none. And I would say the very same thing about the people. I have the joy right now of having sponsors across the board that I could invite you to a dinner with them and with my wife and me, and you would enjoy your evening because they are that easy to, they're normal people. They are dedicated to their businesses, and that's the way it is with the folks at Sunburst Shutters. Nice people. Nice people that you're happy to have in your home measuring your windows because you're about to get Polywood Shutters. Polywood is a synthetic, man-made material. It looks like wood. It feels like wood. From 18 inches away, you can't tell it's wood. I'm not sure you can tell if you're looking right at it right there. And it's fabulous. These are plantation-style shutters in 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louvered size. They are custom-fit window by window by window. They are more energy efficient than any other shutter in America. And when they close, they are like blackout shutters. They're fabulous. We have them at our home, and we've had them for 4 or 5 years. One of the greatest investments we've ever made in our home, Sunburst Shutters. If you're thinking about new window treatments, this is the company to call. By the way, they're also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. The number to call to have your windows measured to discuss Sunburst Shutters with you would be 214-343-2601. On the web, it's sunburstshutters.com. Sunburstshutters.com, 214-343-2601. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Here's Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. We have 39 degrees at 8:30. A Lancaster man arrested for shooting a former Navy SEAL. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. And the Weather in Touch forecast, looking for a high near 70 today. It's going to be partly sunny with some light winds. Tonight, clouds are back, and it's going to be chilly, but not as cold, only 49. Then tomorrow, there is a slight chance of rain, but it's going to be warm with highs in the upper 60s. 39 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
And no major accidents or stalls reported around the metro area right now. Watch for ongoing road work and possible lane closures on east and westbound 635 between 75 Central and I-35 East Stemmons Freeway. This report brought to you by Reliant Energy. With Reliant, you're the one in power. For a range of affordable plans plus tools you need to monitor, manage, and save on your electricity, call 1-866-RELIANT. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Lane Brooks.
The Erath County Sheriff says author and former Navy SEAL Chris Kyle has been fatally shot along with another man at a North Texas gun range. Reports say the 38-year-old Kyle and a second man were found dead yesterday at Rough Creek Lodge's shooting range west of Glen Rose. Former Marine from Lancaster has been arrested. White House releasing a photo of President Obama skeet shooting. The photo comes just 2 days before the president embarks on a trip to talk about gun control. More from Rena Neenan.
It's likely not going to change the minds of the opinions of Republicans and members who are pro-gun against the president, but it's a step towards getting the president's message out.
The picture is said to be from a trip to Camp David back in August, and the same batteries that resulted in the grounding of Boeing's 787 Dreamliners because of a fire on one plane, smoke on another, they're still allowed to fly as cargo on passenger airplanes. The large lithium-ion batteries are used to power the electrical system on Boeing's newest plane. Pilots and safety advocates say they are puzzled. Again, looking for a high today near 70. It's 39 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
WBAP.
Thank WBAP for another great year of broadcasting.
I really like WBAP, and I especially love the FM.
I basically keep WBAP on the air all during the daytime. Love your format.
I listen to your morning show and just about all of your programming.
I love your station.
I love the Rush Limbaugh. I love Sean Hannity.
I listen to you every day. I'm grateful for you.
Our comment line, 214-520-4354. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
You can always find a list of my radio advertisers by going to neilsperry.com and then clicking on Neil on the Radio. You'll find sponsors like Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. On the web, foundationrepairs.com. And North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road in Dallas, 214-363-5316. On the web, nhg.com. Well, it's my pleasure to tell you about Dalworth Clean because I know that you will have the finest in service. I was looking at their website last night, looking through their reviews, and people love this company. I did initially 32 years ago when they came to our home, and I still do today. I am proud to have them as a company that I get to represent. I feel like I'm on their sales team. You can have $29 per area. You can have an area of your home cleaned, a large area of your home, and that would be a room. It would be a this or that. And it's $29 per area when you have five areas cleaned. If it's five average size rooms, then that's five times 29. And it will be deep down Dalworth cleaned. It's just the best it gets. Those reviews are always there at Dalworth.com. Take a look at them. They just scroll through. You'll have 4 or 5 days. It's amazing the number of people who do post there, and they're happy. 5 stars in almost all cases. And you can count on Dalworth quality and service. They've won all kinds of awards. You can also count on them to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. They have their fine floor store at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Now, the phone lines at Dalworth Clean are open 6 days a week. So is their store at, as I say, 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. But you can access them 7 days a week online at Dalworth.com. Book online for extra savings. Or you can call them tomorrow at 214 or 817. Then Metro 267-8433. They are the best. It's Dalworth Clean, Dalworth.com, 214 or 817. 267-8433.
Hi, I'm Rob Weir of Shades of Green in Frisco. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Rob, very, very much. And it is back to our phone lines. We're visiting with Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M, the state fruit and pecan specialist with Texas A&M. I know he has other titles, and I won't get into all that right now because we have Peggy, who has been waiting since before we went on the air for you, George Ray. Peggy, George on the phone, how can he help you?
Hello, good morning. I have blackberries that bloom great. For the last 3 or 4 years, when the fruit starts making, they turn brown and then they dry up.
And what well, it sounds like you have a drought issue. I don't know what type of soil you're growing on. Can you tell me?
It's black clay.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be tough. You need to use a raised bed and bring in potting soil or have a truck give you a load of topsoil, build you a raised bed, and plant them in that.
George, is there any chance of thrips?
I don't know. Thrips may be able to do that, but you would have to have a whole lot of them. What happens is we run a stretch of good weather in the springtime. We get new, all our blooms come out, our berries get set, and they develop while we have rain. And then when we need rain, right at or before harvesting or before ripening, it cuts off. And I'm assuming that what we have is just a shortage of water.
Well, water's pretty good.
Another thing is that city water has a cumulative effect. When you start using city water, the salt in the water or the salinity in the water is not going to be a problem. But as you move in through the season, it'll accumulate, and it could be affected. I don't think it's salinity. I don't think it's city water, though. I just think it's drought with the red clay. I'm going to talk later in the show about iron chelate, so you might want to listen, and it's going to help you on your blackberries and blackland soil also.
Peggy and I, just for the sake of having interjected this, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to allow myself no more than 3 of these in 3 hours. Do check for thrips, because I have seen that happen on mine. They turn kind of brown. They turn a kind of a milk chocolate light brown. Some of them are just mottled with it, and some just dry up because of the thrips. They're almost microscopic little sliver-like insects that are moving around in the fruit. Look at that if you see it happen again. Water them carefully. That has a 0.0001 chance of being the case, or George
well,
Ray would have.
What you do on thrips is just walk up to the plant with a broomstick and just slap the broom, and a cloud of insects explodes out of the plant. It's thrips.
Yeah.
Mercy.
What do you do with them? I mean, what can you treat them with?
You're going to dump that one on me, aren't you, George?
You want me to? What we'll do is you can spray them with malathion, which is cleared for home use. It's strong for about 36 hours, and it can kill them. If you start bumping your plants before they get to this brown condition, you can see if it is or is not thrips.
Yeah.
Thrips are pretty common in gardens, Peggy. We need to move on, but it would be it's what causes, for example, roses not to open properly and to turn brown around the edges of the petals. Same with gardenias and mums and a lot of other plants. They like those tight little clustered areas. George Ray trumps me, though, so be sure that you water carefully
and mulch
them up.
Neil is right. You can get a billion in a row of plants, so they can overpower you kind of seemingly overnight.
Let's go to Tanya in Weatherford. Thank you, Peggy. Tanya, this is Neil with George Ray. How can George help you?
Yeah, we have a home that was built in the 50s, and we bought the house that had a persimmon tree in the back and then several different varieties of plums. And I was wondering if they can get too old, if the plum trees eventually will stop producing or die. I didn't know if there was like a length of time. But then also watering these, if like which watering our yard is good enough, or if we need to focus on certain times of the year, you know, making sure we're watering these.
Where are you located?
In Weatherford.
Okay, Weatherford has real good soil, so we're going to assume you got great soil. Yes, plum trees need to be rejuvenated with new growth every year. So our standard recommendation on plum trees is those shoots that grow real tall and straight out, we take them out in about 2 weeks from now. And then those limbs that grow horizontally or at best at about a 45-degree angle coming out of the trunk, we leave those. Now, we always take 25% of the plum tree out every year, and that is forcing new limbs, gives it new vigor, and you should see a return to production every year. Plums are real good about being reliable, but they can get old if you do not prune them. So I would say take 25% of the tree and concentrating on taking those limbs out that grow sky high. You can't reach them anyway.
Okay.
Tanya, as you drive around Parker County, you will see commercial orchards, and you can see how drastically they prune and maintain their trees. A lot of them will be peach trees, but you'll get a pretty good idea of what George Ray's talking about. It's a dramatic pruning job, and if you miss a year or two, and especially if it's when the tree is young, they can really go off to Mars and be on the wrong track.
The one that's having the most trouble, it seems, they're taller and slender type trees that have darker leaves, and they have little clusters of plums.
Yeah, I don't know which one that is. I'm sorry.
How far apart should plums be on a branch, George? How far apart
they
do you want them?
They bear on spurs. It's kind of unusual for a droop type fruit like cherries, peaches, apricots, and all these things. But plums bloom fruit on little spurs, and when a limb becomes 2 or 3 years old, there'll be a large number of these little short shoots that we call spurs, and the plums will bear on those.
All right, good deal. Thank you very much, Tanya. Let's go to Virginia in Savannah. George Ray, Savannah is a new town. It's on 380 between Frisco or McKinney and Denton. And that's Virginia. Hello, Virginia.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Dr. George. I have a 13-year-old who loves Asian pears, and we were looking on the internet last night for different types of Asian pear trees, and I came across one that is a 4-in-1 self-pollinating tree that's sold through like a nursery, and I didn't know what you, A, thought about like the grafted type fruit trees, and second, if I should just stick with a single tree. But I have I have a small yard, and I already have several types of fruit trees in it, including plums and peaches, and I just have probably about room for one more tree.
Well, that would be great. You can put a we call them a fruit cocktail. They're real common in apples. And if you had a limited backyard and wanted one tree with 4 different kinds of apples, that would be good to go with no problem. And you can do the same thing with Asian pears. It may be that one of these Asian pears suits your taste buds better than the others and you would like it better. But there's nothing wrong with a multi-variety tree. It's an interesting conversation, and as you sit and look at it each day, you can wonder, well, what are we going to get here this time?
Virginia, hang on. I got a question that I think is critical on this one. George Ray, my experience with the Asians is that they do tend to have some problems with fire blight, some more than others.
And, you got that right.
And I know. I lost mine. What happens when you get a tree that's grafted with, we'll say, 4 varieties and fire blight hits one of those?
Well, it does move. Here's the way fire blight moves. Fire blight is a bacteria. It's moved by bees. We never think about a disease being spread by bees, but it does. And as the bees move from flower to flower, they move this bacteria to different parts of the tree. And if a part of the tree is more susceptible to fire blight than another part of the tree, it would be a liability to have a 4 variety tree rather than one. We stay pretty close to 20th century, and just like Neil said, I had I had 40 Asian pear trees at one time, and I've 100%, this is in North Louisiana, 100% of them have died to fire blight. So you got to understand that while they're young and while they're good, you're in good shape, but you get to just the right spring, you're going to lose them all. So you just have to play it by ear. And if you want to have a conversation, please go with a 4. If not, Neil is right, you'd probably be better off with 20th century.
That's a variety. A lot of them have Asian names, Virginia. That is a specific variety, 20th century, and it's relatively commonly sold.
Okay. I have, does that 20th century, does that get really big and tall? Or is it?
They're all real. Pears tend to grow to heaven. The shoots have to grow vertically up. They all tend to do that. So as a management tool, you may, when the tree is young, you may pull the limbs down to a 45-degree angle with spacers, or you can put plastic bags filled with sand and weight the limbs down so that the limbs grow more at an angle rather than straight up. All of them want to go straight up.
Thank you, okay. Virginia, very much. That should get you started. Go into it carefully. That one is a bit risky, I think. I've lost my 20th century, and it never got more than 12 feet tall, George Ray. But what do I know? Let's take a break. We can reload those phone lines right now if you'd like to. And that number is 800-288-WBAP. I have not given that phone number in this program yet. All of these are posts from my Facebook. I forgot to give the phone number. 800-288-9227. Call right now. 800-288-WBAP. Let me give you the another phone number in just a moment. I'll let you cleanse your palate there between phone numbers, but this will be to my magazine office where you can get one of the very few remaining copies of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. The office began alerting me about a week ago, Neil. We are down within just a few boxes of calendars. We're almost out. I grabbed one box that I want for my use because I need them during the course of the year. I barely got them out in time. We are going to run out. I don't know if we'll be on the air with the calendar offer next weekend. I suspect we will. I doubt if we will 2 weeks from now, though. So you really need to grab it now if you want to have a calendar that tells you month after month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. That's a huge amount of information. It's a beautiful calendar. I save my best photographs for the calendar every year. And you can get the 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar, my 30th annual, with 10,000 words, hundreds of bullets, telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray your plants. All of the things that begin with Neil, when should I do this or that? They're all covered in the calendar. And save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or a one-year renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of our magazine is written by a gardening authority in the Lone Star State for the Texas gardening enthusiast, and that would be you. All of that for $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny, or I'll refund every penny personally. $3 postage on the calendar. Call right now while we still have calendars. That is 1-800-752-GROW. The calendar, all that information, and the magazine, $38.95. The calendar alone will save you so much in good decisions. 1-800-752-GROW. You must call before 11 o'clock today. 1-800-752-4769.
Are you looking for a great tree for your landscape? Shades of Green has 7.5 acres of specimen trees. Wow, that's got to be one of the Metroplex's biggest selections. Shades of Green is full of plants from perennials to trees, all in a unique country setting. February is a great time to plant trees. Shades of Green has the best varieties and offers planting as well, from big to small. Shades of Green also has a great selection of fruit trees, ranging from 5-gallon to 30-gallon, and varieties for our area. Hurry while the selection's good. Could your landscape need updating? Shades of Green specializes in designing and installing award-winning landscapes that utilize well-adapted and hardy plants for our area. Shades of Green can help you achieve beauty with lower maintenance and less water. Now is the time to schedule a design or consultation before the spring rush. That's Shades of Green in Frisco. Check them out on the web at www.shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com. Now, what's the name of that nursery again? Shades of Green in Frisco.
Hi, I'm Joel. I'm a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life at home was really difficult. I would always fight and argue with my dad. Every other day, my mom was crying. Sometimes I wouldn't be home for weeks, months. I realized that life was not only about using and that I could be a good person. I didn't go to rehab for just drugs. I went to rehab for attempted suicide. Recovery is two addicts or two alcoholics talking about how to get better. And that's what we have, is we have alcoholics and addicts talking about how to get better, what's made their lives better, and how they can help you. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
All right, Joel, thank you very, very much. That young man, I had a need to take a prospective board member for our advisory board at Serenity High over for a visit and a tour and to get to meet the staff and some of the students. And Joel gave the tour of the school to her. And He is, all of those kids are impressive, and Joel is impressive. I don't want to single anybody out, but that was such an impressive 30 minutes that we had with him. So thank you, Joel, very much. Tell you right now about Whiz-Q Stone. They are at 4501 East Loop 820 South, and they are open 6 days a week. If you go there now, you'll find them closed today. They're home with family. But they'll be there 6 days this week to help you with all of your stone need, and it is a fun place. I don't know about you, but I love stone, and it just isn't a landscape unless it has some river rock or a decorative boulder or two, or a gravel pathway, or a retaining wall made of stone or something. We're just all about stone in Texas. And they've been there since 1983, bringing the very best of stone, not only to consumers, but to landscape contractors. They can refer you to contractors who could do you a beautiful retaining wall or flagstone walkway or patio, for example. They know how to recommend, and they know how to advise. In fact, their showroom, it's an outdoor showroom, is previous demonstrations that they have given. Every spring they hold classes on Saturday mornings showing how to do things, and they leave them right there for you to learn. Visit the experts at Whiz-Q Stone at those display gardens at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, you can go to whiz-q.com, whiz-q.com, or call them at 817-429-0822. That's whiz-q.com, 817-429-0822, and they are at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. We're going back to our phone lines now. We have Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M, the state fruit and pecan specialist, and we have Jay and McKinney. George, with you. Jay, this is Neil with George. How can we help you?
Good morning. Hey, I've got three apple trees I planted last year, and the Anna's doing great, and the Yellow Delicious and the Red Delicious both have splits at the bottom, it looks like, where the graft is.
Yes, sir.
And what I can do to them.
Leave the strongest one and cut the other one off.
Now, it's
here's
right
what
on.
We need on apple trees. We like to have one trunk, and where they divide, where somewhere in their early life or their development, they'll end up with two trunks going somewhat straight up, and this is not good. All fruit trees, pecans, apples, pears, would do better if they have one trunk. So what we do on, we call them Y trunks. On these Y trunks, it's better to take one off, and then you'll be in good shape.
Well, these are only one trunk, and they've got a split at the base of that one trunk.
Oh, okay. Are the trees alive?
Yes.
Wow, okay. Well, sometimes you can get a split in the bark when the tree's been growing good.
All right. I didn't know whether I could put some...
Here's the question. Have the trees been growing well for you, Jay?
That's right. When they grow fast, they split.
Yes, they're growing fine.
Oh, okay. That's what you got. That's a good problem. Don't worry about it.
Will it heal across then, George?
Say again?
Does it heal across that wound then?
Oh, yes. It heals with this year, I would say by May. They'll be healed over and going great. And it's I have this kind of, over the years, I've had this not real frequently, but some people refuse to believe that splits are okay. So, yes, when your tree is growing real fast, the elasticity in the bark is such that it doesn't stretch fast enough and it splits. And that's good. Your tree is growing great, so don't worry about it.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you, Jay, very much. Let's go to R.C., who is south of Fort Worth, George Ray. R.C., this is Neil with George Ray. How can he help you?
Well, I have a small orchard that I've had for years beside my house. I live out just south of Fort Worth towards Benbrook Lake, mostly black land, you know, a lot of rock. But anyway, I've had peach trees for years. I seem to have lost several of them in the last year, probably due to drought, although they are close to the house and I do water with well water. So I don't have a lack of water problem. I can keep water on them. I'm fixing to plant, I would like to plant, 4 to 5 peach trees replant. I've been doing some research. I run into several things. What the trees that are left now are probably, I've probably got two Rangers and two or three J.H. Hale. I don't know if he's familiar with the J.H.
Yeah,
Hale. It
yeah,
makes
go
a really
ahead.
Nice.
Yeah, get to your question if you can. We're going to run up against the news here in a minute.
Okay. What I'm trying to figure out is whether I should, what trees should I plant of these five trees to replace peach trees, and should I plant different trees? You know, are all the same variety, and I found some problems on, or not problems, but I can run into something on rootstock where they're saying that you should use different type of rootstock for our black land than
all
you
right.
would in
let,
sandy land.
Let George help you. George, I want to ask you also, you said peaches red globe north of DFW, June gold south of DFW.
Yes.
Which would you recommend for DFW?
Well, okay, here's what the deal is. With peaches, you don't want all the same because they'll all ripen at one time.
Right.
So if you're going to end up with five, and if you have two Rangers that are still pretty good, Ranger is great. Then you need to add Red Globe to the mix. You need a Harvester to the mix, and you need Majestic.
Okay.
So you'll have Ranger, Red Globe, Harvester, and Majestic, one tree each. And the rootstock that Larry Womack has, he's the only place that'll give you a choice. If you're on acid soil, you want to go with the Nemigard, but in your case, you'll want to pay probably pay a little extra and get them on Halford.
Halford?
Yes,
okay.
Sir. Only Womack's can give you a high pH soil. Now, later in the show, if you're available to listen, I'm running down on the internet places to buy EDDHA iron chelate, and Neil will come back to that, but on high pH soils, iron is a hidden problem that we're going to talk about later.
All right.
Okay,
all right. Yeah, Womack Nursery, De Leon, Texas. I'll be doing an ad for them a little later. WOMACK, WomackNursery.com is the website. George, which of the two do you recommend in Dallas-Fort Worth, Red Globe or June Gold?
Oh, Red Globe.
Okay, all right.
No question about it. It's much better.
All right, that's what I wanted to know. That's based, folks, on chilling hours, and that's basically, and George Ray will correct me, I have half a minute, but that's the number of hours between 32 and 45 degrees, and you need to
that's
be
right.
really careful when you go into a garden center. Some of the national chain stores are selling peaches that have 200-hour chilling requirements. Those things are for Corpus Christi. They do not grow in our area. We have two more.
They're going to bloom in February.
Yeah, or January. Okay, we'll be back with two more hours at George Ray McKitchen from Texas A&M. Stay tuned.